Well, thank you for joining us here at Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, and we're coming to you from Herb's house. And I just want to welcome you. Thank you for tuning in. And we have a devotion in store for you. I want you to take your Bible. We'll be finding Colossians 1 and verse 3. Colossians 1, verse 3. Kent just told me he just taught on Colossians 1, verse 3 about a month ago, and he's ready to help me as I need help. I'm always in need of Kent's help. So I just want to begin by reading this. I'm calling this Thankful Prayer. And Kent, we need to have more thankfulness in our prayers to God. We tend to tilt towards what we need, and we are to bring our requests to the Lord in prayer. But we need more thankfulness for what God has already done in our lives, and to have an attitude of gratitude to the Lord. So that's Paul's focus here in Colossians 1, verse 3. If I could just begin by reading this verse. Paul begins really what he has to say to the Colossians. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Kent, I think we all need to learn how to pray better, how to pray more on target, such that we're not just filibustering God, that the length of our prayers would be effectual. It really is the focus and the pinpoint of our prayers. And Paul here begins by expressing his gratitude to God in prayer for the Colossians. Now, one thing that should strike us about this is Paul is in the midst of a very difficult circumstance. He's actually sitting in prison, in chains, chained to Roman soldiers. He's held captive by the Roman Empire. He's here for 2 years. If I was writing this letter to the Colossians, I don't know that I'd be starting out with thankfulness to God. I would very easily be bemoaning my circumstances. But Paul is filled with the Spirit. Paul has an eternal perspective. Paul is a man of prayer. And so we're not surprised that he begins by offering thanks to God for the Colossians. And I think there's a lot for us to learn here, that I need to be putting more thankfulness into my prayers to God. So let's just look at this very briefly. He begins, really the first word, we. I would have thought, in fact, when I first read this, I was almost assuming it was I give thanks to God, but it's we. And we're reminded that Timothy and a whole host of people are in this room with Paul. He's under house arrest. And so there is a corporate nature to this prayer. Not only is Paul praying, but he is influencing others to pray. He is incorporating them into his prayer life and really setting an example for them in prayer. And I think there is a certain power in praying with others. Can't we pray with the elders before I preach on Sunday? And it's kind of like 1 + 1 + 1 = 20. There's a leveraging in prayer. As someone else prays, it encourages your heart to pray. And as you're praying, I don't know, you just are caught up in this corporate prayer with others, and that's what we see here. Paul says, we give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He repeats in verse 12 this giving of thanks, so this isn't isolated. In verse 12, he says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. When we study Paul's writings, we see this continual offering of thanksgiving to God. Just a couple cross-references. We won't turn to them, but Romans 1, verse 8, 1 Corinthians 1, 14, Ephesians 1, 6. This is constant giving thanks to God in prayer. And I think it's also worth noting, Kent, that it's directed to God the Father. We are to pray to the Father through the Son by the Holy Spirit. and that Jesus even taught us in Matthew 6 to pray in this manner, "Our Father who is in heaven." So Paul is rightly making God the Father the object of prayers. And this of his prayers, and this thankfulness is really a mark of spiritual maturity. I really think the more mature you are in the Lord, the more readily you are giving thanks to God. And I'll just end, Kent, with this illustration. Matthew Henry, who was the great Bible expositor, was once walking down the street, and he was apprehended by a robber and was robbed. And someone asked him about the experience, and Matthew Henry just gave thanks to God. And I jotted down what he gave thanks to God for, and it's a good reminder. He said he gave thanks to God that he's never been robbed before. So this is the first time he's been robbed. He said he gave thanks to God that they only took my money. They didn't take my life. He gave thanks to God because they took all that he had, but that was so little. So there wasn't a great amount that was taken. And then he gave thanks to God that I was the one who was robbed, and I was not the robber. So there's always something that we can give thanks to God for. And I just wonder in your life, before Kent and I talk about this, how this day you need to be giving thanks to God. Even in the midst of difficult circumstances, there's always much for which we can give thanks to God. So, Kent, let's talk about this. As you said, you just taught on this passage, so you're an expert on Colossians 1, verse 3. Yeah, you are, humble. You're so humble.
I never brought any of this out.
Yeah, so just fill us in with pearls of wisdom.
Exactly. All right, so here's my first question, Steve, that comes to mind. We see Paul giving thanks. It's right off the top, right at the very beginning. What does, when we give thanks, what does that do to our emotions and to our soul and to our mindset?
Yeah.
Why is that important for us? What does it do for us? How does it orient us?
Yeah, Kent, when we're not giving thanks to God, it's almost like we've got a heavy weight on our shoulder and we're just sinking down. Mm-hmm. Even as we're bringing our requests to the Lord, what giving thanks to God does, it enables us to spiral upward. Mm-hmm. And it refreshes and it renews our spirit and our heart, and it puts things in a positive perspective. We tend to go through life at times, I know I can, and the glass is half empty, not half full.
Right.
And you remember even in the garden, God said, "The whole earth is yours. You just can't eat from one tree." And they became fixated on this one tree that they couldn't eat from when they had all of paradise at their disposal. And so we need to learn how to give thanks to God for all of the good things that he has bestowed upon us and not just be locked in on the one irritating thing that's going on in our life.
So you're saying it kind of takes our mind off ourselves when we do that?
It does. And it puts it on the Lord, and it puts it on what he has provided and what he has done for us. And even in our worst set of circumstances, even in our worst trials, there are things that we can rightly and legitimately offer praise to God for.
Yeah,
I can.
That's great. Another thought comes to mind is that I know in our family and growing up, we would always give thanks before we had a meal.
Yeah.
How important is it for us to stop maybe during the day or not just, with a family? You sit quietly with our family or with our wives. As I think about this, I guess, or how important is it that we stop and give thanks not just at a meal, but maybe all during the day or in different situations?
Yeah, I think it's very important. And I'll tell you one thing we have done ever since I've been married and had our children is I'm thinking of Thanksgiving, and we're all around the table. Mm-hmm. And Anne, my wife, who is more spiritual than all the rest of us put together, I know you would agree with me on that because you know me. she insists that we go around the table and everyone give one thing that they are most thankful for over this past year. Mm-hmm. Well, we need to be doing that on a far more regular basis. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And by the time we get to the end, we're kind of like in tears, yeah, and our voice is quivering because we're sharing with one another what we're thankful for. And not only does it help the person who expresses, mm-hmm, it, but for the rest of us,
yeah,
it puts us in a state of praise, mm-hmm, towards God. So I think we need to be doing something like that, mm-hmm, on a regular and ongoing basis. And Ken, I know even as I drive here to Herb's house, I'm just in kind of a constant state of prayer. And I do find myself at times, and I need to do this more often, just thanking God, yeah, for as much,
yeah, so
that
I
can thank God for.
Yeah, so do I.
And there is a mountain of blessings that He has lavished on me. And I need to circle back to God, yeah, and say, Father, thank you,
yeah,
for treating me as a beloved son in the way that you have. Mm-hmm. Well, I trust that today that there would be much thankfulness in your heart to God, and that this short devotion would be an encouragement to you in that direction. May the Lord hear from you much thankfulness to Him as you go about your day. God bless you.